Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which was orla, shmita, or kalim, he does not establish a chazaka. Since orla and kalim produce are both asr b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take, the owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. Rav Yosef said, achol shachas lo havi chazaka, if he consumed the produce as unripe grain to feed to his animals before it could ripen for humans, it is not a chazaka because this usage is typical of a thief, not an owner. In the valley of Mechuzah, where the farmers normally harvested this way, it would constitute a chazaka. Rav Nachman says using broken land does not establish a chazaka because the owner does not bother protesting if its minimal produce is stolen. Api korev ha'alkor, if he used a korev seed to plant and harvested only a korev produce, it does not establish a chazaka since it did not generate any profit. Family members of the Reish Galusa cannot establish a chazaka against others since people are afraid to protest against them, and others cannot establish a chazaka against them since they're confident that they can retake their property whenever they want. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that one can establish a chazaka in slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara said, Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain't lehin a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. Rava said that if the slave was katan mutuba arisa, an infant lying in a cradle, his chazaka is immediate like any metaltalin. We're not concerned that his mother brought him to this domain and left him there because imo menashe bra, a mother, does not forget her son. The Gemara records an incident where goats ate barley nardah and the barley owner seized the goats and claimed significant damages. Shmuel's father ruled he was believed up to the goats' value since he could have claimed he had purchased them. Although animals normally cannot be claimed by their possessor, goats are handed to a shepherd and do not wander on their own. And point number three, in a braisa was taught, nir eino chazaka. Plowing does not establish a chazaka, but some say it does. This second opinion is Rabbi Acha's because a braisa says that if one plowed a field for 1 year and planted it for two, or plowed it for 2 years and planted it for one, the Tanakhama says it does not establish a chazaka, and Rabbi Acha says it does. The reason plowing would establish a chazaka is, lavid inish de karibu lego are l'shasik. A man would not allow that another will plow his land and he remains silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. Rav Nachman ben Rav Chisda told the people of Punara that Rav Yochai and all the Gedolei Ador held that plowing establishes a chazaka. But Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak said, Ravusel Michshav Gavre, is it a great thing to mention names? But Rav and Shmuel and Bava and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and Eretz Yisrael all hold plowing does not establish a chazaka. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which was orla, shmita, or kalim, he does not establish a chazaka. Since orla and kalim produce are both asr b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take, the owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. Rav Yosef said, achol shachas lo havi chazaka, if he consumed the produce as unripe grain to feed to his animals before it could ripen for humans, it is not a chazaka because this usage is typical of a thief, not an owner. In the valley of Mechuzah, where the farmers normally harvested this way, it would constitute a chazaka. Rav Nachman says using broken land does not establish a chazaka because the owner does not bother protesting if its minimal produce is stolen. Api korev ha'alkor, if he used a korev seed to plant and harvested only a korev produce, it does not establish a chazaka since it did not generate any profit. Family members of the Reish Galusa cannot establish a chazaka against others since people are afraid to protest against them, and others cannot establish a chazaka against them since they're confident that they can retake their property whenever they want. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that one can establish a chazaka in slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara said, Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain't lehin a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. Rava said that if the slave was katan mutuba arisa, an infant lying in a cradle, his chazaka is immediate like any metaltalin. We're not concerned that his mother brought him to this domain and left him there because imo menashe bra, a mother, does not forget her son. The Gemara records an incident where goats ate barley nardah and the barley owner seized the goats and claimed significant damages. Shmuel's father ruled he was believed up to the goats' value since he could have claimed he had purchased them. Although animals normally cannot be claimed by their possessor, goats are handed to a shepherd and do not wander on their own. And point with me, in a Braisa was taught, Nir Eino Chazaka. Plowing does not establish a Chazaka, but some say it does. This second opinion is Rabbi Acha's, because a Braisa says that if one plowed a field for 1 year and planted it for two, or plowed it for 2 years and planted it for one, the Tanakhama says it does not establish a Chazaka, and Rabbi Acha says it does. The reason plowing would establish a Chazaka is, Lavid Inish de Karibu Le Lo'are Lo'shasik. A man would not allow that another will plow his land and he remains silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda told the people of Punara that Rav Yache and all the Gedolei Ador held that plowing establishes a chazaka. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Ravusel Michshav Gavre, is it a great thing to mention names? But Rav and Shmuel and Bava and Rav Shmuel and Rav Kiva and Eretz Yisrael all hold plowing does not establish a chazaka. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard simmon is a lulav. A lulav, so here goes. The lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years. After putting away his plow, which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka. Once again, in slow motion. The lulav salesman, lulav, that must be more daf lamed vav. The lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which is orla, shmita, or klaim, he does not establish a chazaka, since orla and klaim produce are both asa b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take. The owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, which reminds the Mishnah that one can establish a chazaka on slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara as Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain't land a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years. After putting away his plow, which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka, which reminds us, it's a machlokas whether near plowing establish a chazaka. The reason plowing would establish a chazaka is a man will not allow that another will plow his land and remain silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. So once again, the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, after putting away his plow, which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka. All right, so now it's time for Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed Beis. So the simple Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab studying the emotional impact on the Kohen, who was demoted to Chal status and then reinstated based on Eidachot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, which reminds us in a Mishnah Tanaim argue of Malinu Kahuna Opi Eidachot. We raise someone to the Kahuna based on one witness's testimony, but two Tanaim appear to rule identically that we do. The Gemara explains that they argue where someone was reputed as a Kohen, but a rumor emerged that he was a Chalal. After he was demoted from Kahuna, a witness testified that he was a valid Kohen, and he was reinstated. Later, two witnesses testified he was a Chalal, and he was again demoted. Finally, one more witness testified he was a valid Kohen. Rav Ashi explains that all Tanaim are unconcerned about Zilus de Beidina for reinstating him, but argue about Litzar of Edus combining testimonies of two witnesses who testified separately. So the scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a Kohen, who was demoted to Chalal status and then reinstated based on Eidachot, and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Edus can be combined with one aid testifying one day, and the second aid the next day, which reminds us in a braisa that the Tanakhama says, Lom ein Edus mitzarefes ad shiyu shnein ka'echot. Witnesses' testimony can never be combined unless they both see the event together, meaning the same event. But if one testifies to seeing a loan and the other testifies that the borrower admitted owing money to the lender, their testimony cannot be combined. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Afil bezeh chazeh, their testimony is combined even if they testify about separate events, one after the other. So the scientists in the lab studying the emotional impact on a Kohen who was demoted to Chalal status and then reinstated based on Eidachot and then demoted again and then reinstated, who tested if Eidus can be combined with one aid testifying one day and the second aid the next day, were surprised when an occupant of some land who presented a shtar to its former owner whispered to one of the scientists that in fact it was a forged shtar, But originally, he had a legitimate shtar, but lost it, which reminds us. An occupant of land was challenged by its former owner and responded, I bought it from you, and here is the shtar of the sale. The first owner protested, it's a forged shtar. The occupant leaned over to rub at the judge and whispered, yes, it's a forged shtar. However, I originally had a legitimate shtar, but lost it, so I thought I'll take this false shtar in my hand to have something to support my claim. Rabba ruled, Malo Lashakir, why would he lie? Had he insisted that the shtar he held was valid, he would have been believed. Therefore, he's believed that he initially had a valid shtar and lost it. Rav Yosef disagreed since Rabba was basing his ruling on a worthless shtar. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer of Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate. Peg leg pirate? That must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, which reminds us, Rabba Rasharshan possessed the mashkon, which entitled him to its produce for a number of years to collect the debt. After the borrower died, a rumor emerged that the mashkon's term was over, yet he continued using the orphan's mashkon. He explained to Abaya that the father owed him an additional debt, and he realized that if he would return the mashkon, he would have to swear to collect the second debt like any collection from Yosomi. To avoid the shvu, he decided to hide the shtar in the mashkon and consume its produce until his debt was paid. Demiku de Beina, for since if I had wanted to lie, I could say I bought the land from their father and it would be believed since I used the property for enough years to establish a chazaka. So the peg leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, was shocked when one of the pirates admitted a palm tree he had claimed was his inheritance was actually not his, but wouldn't pay for the fruits he ate. Which reminds the more discusses if someone took control of property claiming to be a closer relative and later admitted that it wasn't his, does he have to pay the rightful owner the produce that he consumed? So the peg-leg pirate who continued using land to feed his crew, which was a mashkon belonging to Yosomim, after the loan term was over, in order to collect an additional debt, was shocked when one of the pirates admitted a palm tree he had claimed was his inheritance was actually not his, but wouldn't pay for the fruits he ate. And a third pirate lost his loot paying for fruits he ate when witnesses testified he was only there for 2 years, and he wasn't clever enough to say, I purchased the rights of the fruits, not the land, which reminds us. An occupant brought witnesses to establish a chazak, but they only testified that he ate the land's produce for 2 years. Rav Nachman ruled, Hadra Arava Hadre Peri. The land returns to the former owner, and the produce also returns. Since the chazak was not established, and we assume the land still belongs to its former owner, it emerges that the occupant consumed 2 years of produce, which was not his. Lazvid said that if the occupant would have claimed, Leperos Yerodati, I went down to the field to consume its produce because I was entitled to it because he purchased it, he is believed, since a person is not so brazen as to harvest a palm, which isn't his. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. When a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, that must be on Daf Lamed Dalet. When a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, and he said, I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along, which reminds us, a man grabbed a silver bar from someone, and the case came before Rabbi Ami. One aide testified to the grabbing, and the defendant responded, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that which is mine. Rabbi Ami wondered how to rule, and the Gemara proceeds to present all of his considerations. So when a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder, and he said, I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along, a rabbi watching said, this is not the same as a single witness helping a man claiming a chazaka of 3 years, which reminds us on the previous daf, this ruling was used by the sages before Abaya to rule on another case where a machzik attempting to prove his chazaka only produced a single witness testifying that he used the property for 3 years. Since he had to return the property having failed to bring two witnesses, he should also have to pay for the produce since a single witness testified that he consumed it and he admitted that he did, but merely claimed it was his. Abaya explained that this case is different. So when a single witness testified that a man had grabbed a silver ladder and he said, I admit that I grabbed it, but it was mine all along, a rabbi watching said, this is not the same as a single witness helping a man claiming a chazaka of 3 years. While a basin on the dock refused to seize the disputed boat with rope ladders all over it because they didn't want to have to release it to a contest of kodalim bar, which reminds us two people argued over ownership of a boat in no one's possession, in which case Rav Nachman later rules kodalim gvar, basin withdraws, and whoever's stronger wins. One litigant asked basin to seize the boat while he seeks supporting witnesses so the other party should not sell it. Rav Huna said, Tafsina, we seize the boat, and Rav Huna said, Lo Tafsina, we do not seize it. Rav Yehuda said, Basin may not seize it initially because it prevents the true owner from retrieving it through Kol Dalim Gvar. Daf Lamed Hei. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing, La La La. So here goes. The two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hei. La La La. The two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros, on the same day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the dispute about was ruled Kol Dalim Gevara, unlike other cases, such as two stars which appear in basin, each gifting the same property to a different person and dated the same day. Regardless of when the document was given on that day, the gift takes effect at the end of the day, so the shtaros are in conflict. So the two men fighting over a boat who pause to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day, didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, which reminds us, regarding disputed property where Rav Nachman ruled Kol Dalim Gevara, the Nardians say that if someone came from the market, meaning an outsider, and took possession of it, Ein Motzin Osam Yado, we do not remove it from him. Although he doesn't claim to own it, neither of the two litigants can take it from him, since it's possible that neither of them owns it. This is based on Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, Gazlan Shol Rabim Rav Shmei Gazlan. One who steals from the public is not considered a Gazlan. The Nardians interpret the Braisa as referring to this case, the public being the two disputants, and ruling that the item is not taken away from the outsider who steals it. Rav Ashi says the outsider is considered a Gazlan and cannot keep the item. So the two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, who was distraught after he realized that by loading a basket of his field's produce on the occupant's shoulders, he gave him an immediate chazak, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba says that if the former owner himself loaded a basket of the field's produce onto the machzik's shoulders, la'alter havi chazak, it's a chazak immediately without 3 years of consumption. If the land still belonged to the former owner, he would never have assisted the machzik in carrying away the produce. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that a person can acquire chazak on animals after 3 years? That's on Dav. Good. Number two. Which stuff did the case of one day testifying that a man grabbed a silver bar and the man admitted he grabbed it but claimed it was his? That's on Dav. Number three. Which of the one that if the former owner loaded a basket of produce on the moxic's shoulders, it's an immediate chazaka? That's on Dav. Lamed Hey. Good. Number four. Which stuff the case where one admitted he did not inherit the land, but said he meant that he was confident it was his, as if he inherited it? That's on Duff. Lamed Off. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we compare the case of grabbing the silver bar to a single A testifying about 3 years of a chazaka? That's on Duff. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number six. Which stuff do Malchuk is whether plowing establishes a chazaka? That's on Duff. Amad Vav. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do the case of a kohen who was demoted to a halal status, then reinstated by an Eid Echad, then demoted and then reinstated by an Eid Echad? That's on Dav. Amad Beis. Good. Number eight. Which of the one that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which was orla, shmita, or kalaim, he does not establish a chazaka? That's on Dav. Amad Vav. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do the case of one leveraging a mushkin to collect another debt with a migu that he could have said he bought the field? That's on Dav. Amad Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know that a person can be so preoccupied with his business in the marketplace that he doesn't notice someone occupying his property? That's on Dav. Amad. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu Shir. Great day and great learning.